North Korea this week to offer mutual aid if either country is attacked. President Biden at Camp David preparing for next week's debate with Donald Trump.
Biden won a coin toss and got to choose where he'll stand. He chose the podium on the right. Now Trump got to pick the order of closing statements, and he chose to have the last word.
ABC's M. Nguyen, more than 120 million Americans sweating it out under the heat dome, which stretches from the Midwest into the Northeast. ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z saying the risk of heat-related illnesses is rising.
These excessive heat warnings, even though we see them often now, they mean something. They mean that your body's not going to do well if you're exposed, and especially if you're doing any sort of strenuous activity.
A Southwest Airlines plane coming within 525 feet of the ground in suburban Oklahoma City. The FAA investigating why. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Rock County District Attorney's Office, a Beloit Police Department officer will not face charges in the deadly shooting of a suspect that happened in April. The district attorney concluded that the Beloit Police Department officer acted lawfully and within his authority as a sworn officer. Officers conducted a welfare check on April 28th at a home and reported speaking with someone who was trying to remove the man, identified as Michael Ward, from the house. Ward allegedly had kicked a child and adult out of the home and threatened to blow it up. The person that called the police also detailed a history of mental health-related concerns for Ward. Officers tried to speak with Ward and were not able to, so they left the home after determining he was not committing any crimes or making threats at the time. Officers returned to the home 2 hours later after Ward allegedly threatened to kill the individual who called police. Officer Nicholas Rodenbeck fired his weapon to protect the life of the individual that reported the incident to police, noting that she was in danger from Ward's behavior. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms, and storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 63 degrees.
99.7.
Oh yeah. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM with Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Next to be with you. to be the next to be with you.
Why be alone when we can be together, baby? You can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile. When it's through, the fate will twist the both of you.
To be with you, there is Mr. Big, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We hope your morning's off to a great start. Hey, happy Friday. We like being able to say that because we know that that means we're just a few short hours away from another weekend. Always something to celebrate. I'm Maddie Jones. Now, if you want to spend your weekend seeing a good movie, there's a few new releases that you might want to check out, including The Exorcism, which is rated R. It stars Russell Crowe as a troubled actor who begins to unravel while shooting a supernatural horror film. The rest of the cast includes Sam Worthington, Chloe Bailey, Adam Goldberg, and David Hyde Pierce. The Bike Riders is also new to theaters. This is rated R as well. It stars Austin Butler as the newest member of a motorcycle club led by Tom Hardy back in the 1960s. Now, as the club grows more violent, Austin Butler's character is torn between his loyalty to the club and the woman he loves, played by Jodie Comer from Killing Eve and Free Guy. Then, of course, there's always a few limited release movies over the weekend, and we've got a couple of those. I Am Celine Dion. This is a documentary about the life and career of Celine. It's going to hit Amazon Prime on Tuesday if you're not interested in finding it in a theater. And Kinds of Kindness is also a limited release movie this weekend. It's a dark comedy anthology of three loosely related stories. It's directed by the guy who did Poor Things with Emma Stone. She's in this one as well, along with Jesse Plemons, Willem Dafoe, and Margaret Qualley. So a few things that you can check out in the theaters this weekend. And sounds like tomorrow might be a prime day for movie watching because we're talking about a whole lot of rain. Let's look at this forecast. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms possible today, a high near 85. Now, some of those thunderstorms could include some heavy rain this afternoon and into tonight. Scattered thunderstorms continue tonight, 65 for our low, and then thunderstorms again tomorrow. Some of those could be on the strong side. Of course, we'll keep you updated here at Max FM. A high tomorrow of 84. Right now, it's 63.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before, build a big bang as as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive, of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Maximum hits.
Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true. The motor.
your motor in.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for spending your Friday morning with us. We always appreciate it. It's Duran Duran.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
You could have a
With Peter Gabriel, not a bad way to kick off a Friday. There is Sledgehammer, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope you are having a great start to your day. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we always appreciate it. Now, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, don't forget about the Native American Artifact and Antique Show. It's happening today and tomorrow over at the Sauk County Fairgrounds from 9 until 4 both days. This is the 41st annual event, and every time we talk about this, it just gets a little bit bigger. But you're going to find things like antique stone, copper artifacts, beadwork, textiles, baskets, jewelry, pottery, fossils, pre-Civil War era items, antique guns, swords, knives, pre-Columbian era items, antique decoys, and ethnic art and Eskimo artifacts as well. Sounds like a really awesome day to immerse yourself in a little history. Now, if you want more information about this, just head over to baraboo.com, check out that events calendar, and while you're over there, you can see all the other great stuff that's happening this weekend in Baraboo. Whole lot of music to be had around the area, so good stuff. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. You might want to plan to be inside for a good portion of the weekend because we're talking a whole lot of rain potentially today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Corey Hartman's going to tell you about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsett.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsett at RAMCHealth.com.
It's June, which means delicious National Dairy Month deals continue at Pierce's Express Market. 8-ounce bricks of essential everyday cream cheese are 2 for $4. Kraft natural cheese slices are 2 for $5. And 24-ounce Prairie Farms 4% or 2% small curd cottage cheeses are 2 for $6. Plus, incredible prices on ice cream. 48-ounce Stone Ridge Creamy are 2 for $6. Kemp's Pails are $6.99. And Häagen-Dazs Pints are 2 for $7. Pierce's Express Market, proudly serving the area for over 100 years. I'm ready.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile
Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Well, that one's going to leave a mark. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in San Diego, where the Brewers scratched and clawed their way back into a 6-6 tie heading into the bottom of the ninth, only to have Yoel Piamps hang a slider and give it right back to the Padres.
The fastball's moving so much, and he's got good control of it.
Oh, and drives one deep right field. It is a fair ball and a walk-off homer. He hung a slider. And Cronenworth makes him pay.
Valley Sports Wisconsin with the play-by-play. Brian Anderson on the call. Jake Cronenworth with the walk-off solo home run off of Piamps. 7-6 the final. Game two of the four-game series is tonight, starting at 8:40. The Brewers lose a game in the standings with a loss and a win by the Cardinals. They edge the Giants 6-5. Milwaukee's lead is still 6.5 games. And Brewers rookie left-hander Robert Gasser's season is over. He's opted to have Tommy John surgery on Monday. He'll miss at least a year. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 85. Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall today or tonight. For tonight, a low around 68 with scattered storms. And storms on your Saturday. Some could be on the strong side. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently 63 degrees.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save money, shop local. Do a little online shopping today at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home. Delicious foods, great adult beverages, some entertainment as well. Get those instant downloads and be ready for the weekend.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Stop it.
Heart of Glass, there is Blondie. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Quick look at your forecast. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms possible today. Some of those showers and thunderstorms could include some heavy rain today and into tonight. 85 for a high today. Scattered thunderstorms continue tonight down to 65, and then thunderstorms again tomorrow. Some of those could be on the strong side with a high near 84. Right now, it's 63. Now, coming up this morning on Max FM, turns out that we are number one at something in this country. We're taking fewer vacations than anybody else in the world. Finn and I will discuss that. And, you know, if you had the opportunity to go to the dentist at 2 a.m., it turns out that, well, a lot of us actually would. We'll get into that this morning as well. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up, too. It's a big weekend list. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger. Plus all the music you need to start this Friday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepare to debate next week, there is a lot of money being raised for their campaigns. Here's ABC's M. Nguyen.
Former President Trump and the RNC appear to have out-fundraised President Biden's campaign for a second consecutive month. The Biden's campaign and the DNC revealing they brought in $85 million last month, far short of the $141 million raised by Trump's political operation.
More than a dozen Supreme Court decisions are still to be handed down with just a week to go before the justices break for this summer. A big one yet to be announced, whether presidents, including Donald Trump, deserve absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any actions taken while in office. The heat dome that stretches from the Missouri Valley and Great Plains up into the Northeast, leaving more than 100 million people sweltering, the weather leading to Amtrak problems along the nation's busiest rail corridor Thursday. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Rock County District